Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator, joins us every Thursday to tell us what's going on in the county, and we ask him all the whatever questions are lingering and out there, and including things that are going to be on the schedule if there happens to be a meeting like there is this morning. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you. Hey, let's start with a couple of things that are really in your wheelhouse because you were the roads guy. That's where you came from, your background. The town hall that Commissioner Bergosh had on Monday talking about the Perdido Key roundabout seemed to me like the takeaway was if we can build a bypass that goes from westbound Johnson Beach Road to northbound Perdido Key Drive, that would really solve a lot of problems. If we can make a bypass going from south to west, that would probably also work. But there you've got to get some beach mouse habitat maybe granted to you. Either both of those cost, what are we looking at?
I'm not sure about the cost just yet. Right now what we're trying to do is just nail down the feasibility with the right-of-way and like you said, the beach mouse habitat. And I think there's even some FDP stuff with conservation, but Chris Phillips is still continuing to work that, and we'll see what alternatives we can bring, and then we'll put an estimate to it. So, you know, I think so. Part of the gist also was when you come into the roundabout, slow down a little bit. it makes it a little more able to be accomplished to navigate through it. But we're going to continue to look at those alternatives, and then we'll put some estimates together, and we'll present them, and we'll see where we go.
Yeah, it was interesting to me the note that slowing down has been overaccomplished. at least sometimes,
right.
At sometimes. And I think it's funny that right in the Google View, if you look on it, there's tire treads right across the middle of it. Like, that's not the first time that's happened, unfortunately. Going north of there a little bit, Sorrento Road, he also talked about that pretty extensively during the meeting. And we're in a PD&E now for $2 million to four-lane it from Blue Angel all the way to Gulf Beach Highway. But if the PD&E proves out, the projected cost here is not small, right?
No, it's not small at all. I don't know what the big number is in the end, but it will not be a small number at all, no.
I think he mentioned, he said 100 and something, 113, 118, something like that. And that would be like if you signed the contract today, let alone what it might be in a year or two, right?
Correct. That's right. More time goes by, the more expensive it gets.
But in the meantime, they've done some, pavement extensions and then put in those little, nubs or bumps or whatever, so that if you cross the center line or you cross the outside line, you at least alerted to it, which has been kind of the problem on Sorrento Road, is people overreacting when they discover they've crossed something, right?
Yeah, that's right. You'll put those RPMs down and... You see them kind of on the interstate sometimes in different mm-hmm. play or different other roadways, FDOT roadways. When you drift over a little bit, you'll hear that like a rumble strip type effect.
Well, you know, it might be the least intrusive, least expensive alternative, but if it makes a difference, it makes a difference. I'll take that for sure. Big news came out in the last day. D.R. Horton's pulling out of the OLF-8 project, right?
They are. When they missed a deadline, they gave us a communication that says, hey, we're going to have something to you by the end of the week, and that was 3-4 weeks ago, so it wasn't really all that unexpected. Everybody we've spoken with, and they are the only ones that we've really been in serious back and forth with, but everybody seems to be concerned about the master plan and the design specifications and allowable uses. They seem to find unanimously, we just don't think it's going to be financially achievable for us to be successful. So that's going to be a challenge. It's something that we need to make some decisions about internally, but we'll keep talking with different people, and we'll just see how it goes. We're always optimistic. I mean, it's a great piece of property. We've got a lot of potential out there. And so we're looking. We get a phone call every now and then, but nothing's really been serious. No letters of interest or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I thought there was one other that was kind of like still interested. Am I wrong about that? Kennedy is the name I have in my head, but I don't know if that's right.
Well, we get asked about the Eisenhower Group.
Oh, okay. There, it's other president. Sorry.
They said, Yeah. They sent a letter of interest, but they really haven't followed up with anything else.
Okay. All right. So that's more of a probe, not really a serious offer or anything like that. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
One of the things I was kind of surprised because, you know, we haven't had a committee of the whole in forever, like a year now. And I thought we were going to have one because when they talked about parking regulations, and then, of course, Commissioner Bogosh wants to have a standalone apartment, discussion about an ordinance related to apartments, I was anticipating we'd have a cow on Tuesday, but we canceled that one. I mean, that seemed like they were ready to. We're just not ready to do those conversations, or.
Yeah, we're not quite ready for that one yet.
Okay.
Joy Blattman is putting getting some information together, and once we have all of our data and information, then we'll schedule one and we'll have one.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I know there's just people are sending me videos of around UWF, and of course, the apartment complex that's popping up over there on Perdido, mm-hmm. and just these are issues that need to be addressed. So I look forward to that conversation. A couple of good news items, I think. One is we got some new fire trucks, new fire apparatus, right?
We did. We got three of them in, and they're in service, and we're looking forward to getting more in. We're actually putting some information together right now to order maybe 3 to 4 more, and so some of the stuff that we've ordered is finally hitting the streets, and we're happy about that.
Are we seeing, there were these huge backlogs in ordering things and equipment during COVID. And of course, even if you got it, you maybe weren't so happy you got it. We had all the trouble with the Pierce trucks. Has any of that alleviated? I know we hear about like the intersection changes at, where is it? Oh, right by the Perdido Key Golf Course. That is still waiting some of the electrical stuff that's all on back order. Are we seeing an improvement in that problem, or is it still kind of where it was?
It's still kind of where it was.
Okay.
What my public works guy, Jamie Higgins, is doing is they're doing a fantastic job of really beating the streets, if you will, finding stuff that's on the ground, finding stuff that other cities or counties have ordered. Now they can't afford it or they don't want it.
Okay.
So it's available. We're taking a lot of those strategies to try to expedite a little bit. But if you just put an order in, it's going to take maybe 2 years.
Okay, like that one, I think, New York, where it didn't work out for them, but it's perfect for us. Finding the floor model, so to speak, that, we can certainly use right now. We'll take it. You also had a fairly, I think, huge success that I don't think anybody else has mentioned yet. You were telling me about this. The last of the unions is solved. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's been a 2-year thing since I've been in this role. We've been negotiating with the Amalgamated Transit Union, which is the union that represents Escambia County Area Transit. And we've been in talks and negotiations and talks. They've had votes where they didn't ratify the contract. Then they came in and said, well, we agree to everything, but we just want a couple of phrases changed. And then they didn't schedule a ratification vote. And so then they want to meet one more time face-to-face. So we met for an hour last Friday. And the result of that meeting was last Sunday they held a ratification vote. And they did approve. They ratified the contract. So
wow.
It's on the agenda today. It's for the board to ratify the contract, and that will seal the deal. And it's going to go a long way to really help the area transit system. It really brings them to the county's policies, procedures, and just the way we do things. That's been a struggle. The employees were used to such a different system for so many years.
Right.
And some of them were struggling to kind of get their mind wrapped around, how's this really going to work? But it's going to be good for ECAT. It's going to be good for the employees. It's going to be good for the management team over there. And I think it's one of the biggest last steps that we needed to really start moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, it finalizes the ECAT integration into the county, and it's the last of the unions that you've managed to oversee negotiations to get solutions and a signature on. So, I mean, congratulations, honestly. We've got a new chief information officer. Is this different from being IT director? Russell Clark, I think, is the guy's name.
His name is Russell Clark. He's coming to us from Rutgers University. He's got a very extensive background. And, yeah, I'm going to see this role is different than just an IT director. He is, I got to tell you, he's already engaged. He'll be here October the 2nd. He's already engaged. I'm sending him things, and we had some questions yesterday about hardware purchase, and we you know, gave him some information. He called down, started asking questions, and he goes, hey, you know, don't just hang off. And so I'm going to drop that item today on the agenda and wait for him to get here. But I think you're going to see a very, very high level of professionalism and a very high level of leadership coming in that role, and I'm super excited about it. We've been in talks with him for a couple months, back and forth, and I think we finally got some things worked out, and I think he's just going to be fantastic for us.
You've also got, and maybe help me understand, I just make sure I've got it right, the big move for Baptist is coming up this weekend. We know the county's very involved in that. Obviously, EMS is very involved in that. But there's an item on there to approve a deal with Leon County, Tallahassee area. What are they doing? They're providing ambulances for us as part of the move. Is that right?
Yeah, they're going to send two ambulances. Okay. Oculus is going to send two as well.
Oh, nice. All right.
And just to enhance our ability to make the move and keep our level of service going as well.
Extra capacity to make sure that, you can't just suddenly take a whole bunch of ambulances out of regular service and not have it impact EMS availability. So supplying from the outside, that makes perfect sense to me. Somebody had wanted me to ask you, the Interstate Circle Bridge is going to get rebuilt. That's good news. And then also the Bob Sykes Fishing Pier, somebody had asked me, what's the status there? What's being done? When's that going to be done, if at all?
So there's a couple components to that. The original plan was to incorporate it into the roadway there, the beach access roadway.
Oh, okay.
That was the original plan.
Like to connect to that new road that goes on the east side of Via de Luna that goes up to the...
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Correct. And what they found was the superstructure underneath the deck was just really deteriorated. So what we've done is secure $2.1 million of restore money, which will help us design and repair the understructure, the superstructure, if you will. And then we have a NERDA grant of about $1 million to come in and address everything on top of the deck, if you will, make it ADA compatible and all of those things. So we're basically in design on the superstructure. I think the deck that sits on superstructure, I believe, has already been designed or almost complete. So we'll move forward with construction once we get the undercarriage, if you will, designed. And you'll see it'll be a little bit, maybe another year and a half.
Okay, so it's in process, found problems that you didn't know you had, but found solutions for them, working on design, and give it a year and a half, and it should be back in operation. That's great news. Okay.
Yep.
Got to build it right. You don't want to have to rebuild it. We know that. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator. As always, Wes, thank you so much for running the county. Thanks for spending some time with us, answering my questions, and just keeping people informed about all the different things that the county is doing, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Andrew. Thank you. Have a good day.